Hello and welcome to Leif's podcast. Today we are going to start a two-part series on recovery techniques for post-workout pain. There are many different kinds of post-workout recovery techniques. A lot of people have their own ideas and philosophies. In this podcast we are going to talk about some of the ways and methods found to be the most useful. A proper warm-up and cool-down can greatly reduce the amount of DOMS and post-workout pain in an athlete. An athlete should never stretch cold muscles as this leads to injury. A proper warm-up and cool-down should include exercise or sport-related movements. Taking the time to warm up and cool down properly is worth it, so don't be impatient. I have found that after a proper cool-down, stretching greatly reduces stiffness and pain caused by the workout. I personally try and stretch all my major muscles, including upper and lower body extremities and my core. PNF stretching or static stretching works depending on what you like. I like PNF stretching and usually try to find a partner to help me out. Massages are one of the best ways to reduce pain in muscles post-workout. Many of us don't have this resource readily available, but if you do, I would make the most of it. Foam rollers are one of the greatest ways we can use to substitute massaging. Foam rollers are used for myofascial release and massaging tight muscles. I foam rolling after my stretching. I find rolling out to be most beneficial for my back and legs. Foam rollers aren't too expensive, but if you want to go even cheaper, a 6-inch diameter PVC pipe could be used as well. Many athletes also use the stick to self-massage their muscles. I have found a simple rolling pin to work better because it doesn't bend and is harder, so it's easier to work out those knots in my muscles. I usually do foam rolling right after my workout and use my rolling pin at night before I go to bed. Getting enough sleep at night and eating a proper diet will also help reduce pain and promote recovery. I always try and get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. If that means I sacrifice watching The Office some nights and not doing homework, I do it. Our bodies recover while we sleep, so it's important to get enough of it at night. For those of you who might not know which food are good to eat, go to mypyramid.gov to figure it out. Reducing stress in all forms will also help our bodies reduce pain and feel great. These are just some of the ways I found to help me recover from my workouts. Be sure to check back later for part 2 in this series, and also be sure to check back regularly for all of my podcasts. Thank you.